You're not taking this serious!
Yo. Welcome back to... Whoa. What are you doing with that phone? Put that phone down. Oh, cool. No, you just messed up my intro. Yeah, we'll start again. There we go. I might just leave it in anyway. Welcome back to Uncommon Sense Podcast. Just a little bit of a different setting this week. See more of the studio, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Ella's in with us. We just didn't want it to be too cramped on the sofa, so we kind of spread it out this week. But since there's more of us on it, I'll do a kind of introduction. I'll ask how everybody is. So we'll start with Darky. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm all good.
Man's stiff. About stiff as well. About... Is that, is this what I meant to do? This is all right.
This is how I look.
You should have asked. Well, so you just asked if I'm all right. Have I been this week, yesterday, in the last
what,
hour?
What part of me are we talking about?
My big toe's perfect right now, but nah, I'm cool, man. I'm blessed. Been a nice, easy, just been a busy week. What was I doing yesterday? Working till late, but this morning and today, Sunday, lovely day, rest. Just went and checked my brother at his work.
Which one?
Right here. Huh? Number four. Okay. Number four. But yeah, Chris, man. I'm enjoying myself this week.
Nice. Good to hear. Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm just working, bro. Working.
Same old.
Yeah,
bro. I don't expect anything different.
You're not going to see anything different until we'll see you towards the end of the year. We'll see you in a few months. We'll see what life is looking like and what goals we've hit. We'll do a bit of a pivot and start allowing some room for me to start doing some other bits and pieces until certain goals are hit.
What's going on there?
What's that?
I don't think yours was picking up too much.
Right there. Yeah. You lucky you weren't doing too much.
The mic is on.
Yeah, there we go. Calm.
Cool. So yeah, man's good. Just working, bro. And until I've hit certain goals and business and the rest of it, I'm going to stay focused and locked in on that. And everything else is a distraction, women included.
Are you starting early?
There's a distraction, man.
You're starting early.
What do you mean early?
And L.
How was your week?
Oh, you're going to start with me?
Mm. Yeah, man.
My week was long. Long this week. I was doing a lot of work. A lot of mileage. Stayed away in Bristol beginning of the week, Tuesday and Wednesday. Mileage was like 150 a day, really. But yeah, it's work. It's not, usually I'm coming on here and saying, yeah, man, I had a cool week, had a couple days off, easy, and this, that, the other, but no, not this time. Again, like tomorrow, I've got to be in Bristol at 8 o'clock in the morning. So,
with this kind of weather, though, will you be doing much? Because
that does weather don't stop my job. No. It makes my job easier because sometimes places are flooded and you can't do much surveying.
Right.
So that, and then say, like, if I had this type of rain tomorrow, I'm doing repairs. So if I had this type of rain tomorrow, it might make my job jarring because you're battling with the rain to kind of see what's underneath the ground and stuff with cameras and blah, blah, blah. So yeah, it's going to be annoying. I hope this slows down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Facts. That must be difficult in England, boy.
Exactly.
Raining. My boss wants to try and get this overseas somewhere. Trying hard. It's like trying to figure out a way, but we'll get there soon.
How could that work?
Just recommend St. Lucia.
I've already said that. When I went in November, he was like, oh, you need to check out what's going on. I said, bro, it's not going to work. That's not going to work. Before I even went out there, I said, look, the drainage system that, from my knowledge, is not drainage what you think it is.
Mm.
Like, yes, they have foul systems, but I think every single place is like a cesspit, basically, where you just come and pick, someone comes and collects it. It's not like it's got drainage to get somewhere else, bro, and stuff like that. I said, then you do surveys. You're not trying to put in actual whole infrastructure. Like you have to put the whole infrastructure down in the whole country before you can start doing what you want to do. So
The infrastructure's not there.
That's not our thing. Yeah. We do repairs and we do surveys, do environmental stuff. So a lot of the pollution work that's going on, like in England, we have river pollution like mad right now. It's crazy. Like that's why people are not telling you to drink your drinking water and all sorts of stuff like that. So yeah, that's what my job is, doing sorting all that kind of stuff.
And it's also doo-doo and water in the tap, so don't drink it.
Yeah.
Then all the chemicals are slapping it.
Hey.
But we're not getting into that. Not getting into it. I got that new filter that, well, not getting it. We ordered it. It's a new filter. I'm not going to plug it because it's not ours. Yeah, there you go.
How much was that?
£102, £109 at the moment.
I can't lie, that's not too bad. I know someone who sells water filters. She sells them, but it's like, this isn't, it's an ionizer. I think that's what you call them. Mm. So it does more than just filter it. It like electrifies the water again. So it brings, you can change the pH of the water and it does a load of things. So it's like
an ionizer.
Yeah, powerful still. Very, very good for you. Very good for anybody who's ingesting that water. Very, very good. It brings back the life to the water because the water we drink is dead.
Oh, it tastes different as well. No, I said, I've tasted that, whatever that copper bottle that you have.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about, isn't it? But
can be.
How have you been? I know how you've been, but.
No, man, I had my lady issues this week. I was just knocked out for like 4 days in a row.
Damn. Mm.
Yeah. It gets like that. 3 weeks off, like get up and go and do my thing. And then 1 week of just.
Slump out.
Yeah, you know the wasted sound from GTA? If it was
like that. Being a man, that's one thing I. Thank goodness. Mm. Thank goodness.
There's many things that I have to deal with.
No, I love being a woman, don't get me
wrong. That's just one thing.
It's just that one thing, innit? Mm. I'm surely there's something about being a man that just that one thing that you're just like.
No.
You're lying.
No.
Are they correct?
Yeah, I say when you're younger, you're a bit like, but then you get used to it.
Really?
I didn't even feel that
when
I was younger.
When I'm younger, I'm like, the burden is me. I'm going to have to do everything. And then I was like,
because of your circumstance, your personal circumstance. Okay, but being a man, as in being born a man, is there any issue of being born a man?
Not really.
Exactly. Nah. Most men are going to say that. Women, I understand, like you say, CBA, monthly nonsense like that.
Yeah.
Then the PMSing. Don't forget the PMSing.
Pregnancy.
What's it after?
Menopause.
Menopause. What's it after your periods? After your time in a month? What's it you have afterwards? So you get PMSing, which is before, then afterwards you get the what? What they call it? They have a term for it, right?
I have no idea.
I don't know. You can tell me because you're the woman. That's why you're here on this episode still. We need a representative.
I cannot remember the name, but I know that's you know, I'm talking about phase.
There's a phase. Yeah. So pretty much like women are normal for like 7 days.
Yeah, it's different. It's different for
an L.
Well, technically, because of that's happened, that is their normal.
But I mean, like, hormonally, they're not having like fluctuations.
Okay,
so seven days is abnormal. That's the time they just like that.
Because that is true. I live with you, so 7 days you kind of is right.
Yeah, about that 7 to 10 days, depending on in the modern day world, because obviously. The diets are messing us up. Mm-hmm. The chemicals that we're ingesting is making us hormonally imbalanced.
I saw a thing quite a while ago on Joe Rogan. A woman come on there was saying how if women were built optimally these days, how they kind of were when we were hunter gatherer times, periods weren't necessarily the same. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, they couldn't really have afford them to be the same if you've been completely taken out of commission for like 5 days sometimes.
Yeah.
Like there were a lot less because you kind of your body would have been slender, taking in the correct amount of nutrients because you would have only been be able to get hold of certain stuff. She was going depth in it, but it kind of made sense. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of made sense. They say athletes don't really have bad periods too because obviously they're tip top condition.
I know some girls who don't feel anything on their periods, more or less, and not even heavy, just go about.
But is that because they're in good physique or is that because they're juiced up?
That I have no idea. I don't think I've gone that far.
Because some of the tablets I've seen girls take just to kind of put their period at bay is crazy to me.
Yeah. Sometimes for medical reasons as well, if you're too heavy.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, what I do but it's know different is when that, you're just trying to make it go. Females have a 28-day hormonal cycle, whereas men have a 24-hour hormonal cycle.
Oh, so that's why one day I just be pissed.
But then within 6 hours, you can actually just change completely.
I would say you've got this sort of like shortened version of what we have like every month. Instead, you've got like, okay, you wake up in the morning, you burst the energy, right? That's 1 week for us. And then you get through the thing where you just chug on, get on with the day. That's also another week, like another phase for us. And then you get to the point where you're just like, okay, I'm starting to feel a bit like... tired and whatnot. Yeah, we're starting to break down. That's another week for us before like the period. You know what I'm saying? But then just you have the bit where you're
feeling.
Facts. You come home, you're feeling like, oh my gosh, yeah, I just need to just wind down and just eat some food. And then by the time you get to bed, like, men sleep easier than women, of course, because then right now you've got, what,
allegations.
No, listen,
allegations.
I'm trying to remember what
I that caught me on guard. I'm just like, what the hell happened?
Just, let me be real for a second. Yeah, I didn't exactly plan to like come on today, so my knowledge is like nowhere, and the time I need it is just not here. Where's my encyclopedia right now when I need it? I have it on a normal Tuesday, but come the cameras now, where is it?
Don't worry.
Anyways, let's talk about the allegations. So what do you know?
Oh, it's because I just don't sleep good. I don't get the luxury of sleeping. Well, like, I'll be up at 5, 7, 6.
Well, every man is different. Every woman is different.
That's why I'm only really joking.
But then there's also the fact that you have, you know, different factors with your health and things like that, how things work out for you and stuff. Like, I mean, I have insomnia and shit, so it's like, guess like that, yeah, team, you know, sleep. Yeah.
But I think it's also outside of the environment that I'm meant to be in. So, like, I don't have a good sleep-wake cycle because I'm here in the UK.
I feel the same.
That explained.
Okay, cool.
What do you mean?
No, but I get
the times that I
trying to say UK is unnatural, nigga.
Yes, that's exactly. Yes.
You can't say.
No, but it's true. So we
don't
have.
Facts. And I always have. But like when I've tracked the times that I naturally wake up and actually sleep, it's in more of alignment with countries that aren't here. It's more of like the tropics, St. Lucia. It's like back home. So the times I wake up and naturally wake up and actually want to go to sleep is the times that I would naturally be going to sleep and waking up like I was back home.
Go on, what times do you think that is? Because then man back home go times different.
I can't remember off the top of my head. So
different. I'll Google it. What I thought they would be going to bed and waking up is not it.
No, I mean like the times that I would be. So
no,
I
was like you, but compared to what I know they do, different over there, bro. The man don't sleep at all. No, man not sleeping.
They just charge off all that sun energy.
Three, four hours.
Yeah.
3-4 hours, bro. It's crazy.
But that's what you need, isn't it? When you're over there, you're energized by the sun. You've got all that rhythm.
I don't believe in that. I'm still sleeping my least 6 hours, at least. Minimum.
Isn't it 6 to 7 hours optimal sleep for men and about 8 to 10 hours optimal sleep for women? Which,
I get 5 most days.
So waking up for women that's maybe 7-8 is quite natural. You don't feel that grogginess wherever you, obviously if you oversleep, but anyone feels a bit of shit. But you know, if I think 6 a.m. is optimal for men in general, 5-6 in the morning, you know, as long as you get your sleep from like 10-11. Got your good schedule going, but just watch your body because it's like it's a hormone. The hormones is a daily thing, so you wake up, you energize, you get through the day, you start to slowly crash, and then you're ready for bed.
To answer your question, I normally sleep between 2. I find myself getting tired typically around 2 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Tired,
and that's when I want to fall asleep. Yeah. So typically, when I naturally just want to go to sleep, that in St. Lucia is 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess it would work for you because you'd be back up by the time these men are kind of ending their party.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
Oh, no. Best believe on most days I'll be there partying with them. Yeah,
man, they're crazy, isn't it? They love it. I love a jump up and I don't miss it, but that's what it is. You don't really, things are not really quieting down until, as you said, 2-3.
Jet lag may not find you then. So jet lag may not find you then.
Jet lag, bro, I didn't feel jet lag when I went over. Did you feel jet lag when you went
to? Not really, you know. I woke up the next day and I was refreshed. I was just like, yo, the sun's on my face.
Exactly, what's jet lag?
And this is the thing is, I'm up from 6 in the morning. So this is like from the night before. I'm here in England. I'm waking up maybe, I didn't even sleep the night before because I was, you know, packing issues and stuff, just doing nonsense. But next day I wake up and it's like 6 in the morning, 5:30 or 5:45. And the sun's already out and I'm just up and fresh and I'm just ready to have my day. And it was like that for at least, like, I was out there for 3 weeks last October and it was nice. Like, my alarm hit, Daddy had no alarm, my body clock hit differently. And the fact that I was up from like 5:45 on average, and I'll just be there, just have, like, we've got family in the room, like me, my nan, and just sharing the bed. We just wake up and talk. She's already on TikTok. And then that's how they started. And by the time it's like
there too, innit?
By the time it's like 7-8 in the morning,
the plagues reach there too.
But because the thing is, right, because everyone's just like cruising, there's no, like, it's like a weekend, so like there's no work going on. But by like 7-8 in the morning, everyone's just fried an egg, we've got some pear on the side on the plate, and just eating breakfast, drunk coffee, all that kind of stuff. And then
do you know what you mean by when you say pear?
Yeah, of course. What do you mean?
How do you mean? It's avocado for them, isn't it? You Jamaicans.
I was laughing. I do straight away. I was just like, Ron,
anything's
different
again?
Name.
That's it.
Everything different.
Where does that come from, though? Yeah. Why pear? Like, why do you call an avocado pear?
Pear, innit?
But why?
It's shaped
like a pear. Mm. I hear it in that regard. Because, like,
it's simple.
I hear it.
It's always like, simple.
I always question, like, why do people call people?
I don't know.
You call it figs. That's the part I don't understand.
I don't makes know. Sense, but that don't make sense to me.
How you interrupt him, clock, body clock,
what?
Talk to figs? Imagine.
Huh?
Oh, my days. As soon as you say that, I'm hearing a noise on the roof, and it sounds just like, you know, when something drops from the tree, it's a pear dropping from the tree.
No. No, yeah, you were talking about body clock, but you said pear. And you were talking about frying eggs.
Yeah, but I'm saying what I'm saying in the morning.
So
we're having breakfast by like what 7-8 in the morning, and then it's just like just a normal day. It's just you don't feel like a sense of time. Like for me at least, you don't feel like the sense of time. So by the time you check background. The clock and it's getting dark out, it's like what? Because the time is like winter time now, anyways. Naturally, 6-7 p.m. it starts to get dark. But then by that time, you're actually tired along with like I don't know how
the day you're the tired day, yeah, of actually it, yeah. doing stuff throughout the day because you're not day, just yeah. sitting around just doing nothing. When you're back home, there's always something to do. There's always somewhere to go.
You're not sitting down. You're walking, innit?
Not even if you're walking. Well, when I'm going, I'm talking about St. Lucia. Obviously, there's. I'm in car. I'm not walking through the rainforest to go back to where I live. Sorry.
To be fair, I was.
Whoa!
In the mountains.
You're looking to
so
fall down and no one finds you.
Nah, man, I'm in the neighbourhood with the family, man. We were chilling in one place.
Yeah, it's luxury. Is it flat land where you are?
No, not really.
Oh, no.
It's definitely not where we are.
No.
No. The whole place
up and down.
And then you get up. Like, start walking, your back of your legs start burning, and it's nice, man. You feel stamina building into you. Like, yeah, man, I feel the strength, man. I need to be here. My body can fix itself.
Flatland, is it up and downs?
I know, yeah, it's up and down.
Flat, up and down.
Depending where you are.
You see what it is, Jamaica. St. Lucian people say that St. Vincent is flat.
Oh, compared to Lucia, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Oh, it must be nice.
A certain part.
Yeah, I swear.
The majority of it's flat. Up where my grandma lives is more so flat to a degree. But then there, the closer you get to like the volcano side, then this one is more.
Volcanic island.
Naturally over there, naturally.
But we come to talk about science specific today, innit?
Women.
Really?
Nah, I'm only on a joke.
Is that why you brought me here?
I'm only on a joke.
I don't even know. What's going on?
I'm on a joke. But
what's going on. We spoke about this two weeks ago, I think it is.
And we didn't finish the conversation,
at all. We didn't even get into it.
We didn't get into it.
Bro, this is too high in your face. The watch for picking up. There.
We good there?
Yeah, you need to balance it. Find a place there.
Go on, let go. Yeah, we good.
Now it's picking up.
Yeah, why that's was it not picking up?
Because the mic
is in the middle of the sky, isn't it? Yeah, okay, making sense. Now you guys can see my pretty face better as well.
That's beneficial. But do women really know what men want? That's what we were talking about. We spent five minutes on it.
Yeah, come back to it right near the end. Okay, I remember that.
Mm. So she wanted to be on, isn't it, to be the representative. To help out.
Let's ask the lady first.
Yeah.
Do I know what men want?
Do women know what men want?
Oh, do women know what
do
men
women? Women.
Want?
So do women.
In general now. Cool.
I would say that's debatable. Some will say yes, some will say no.
Okay, fairs. What would you say?
I'm learning.
That's a good answer. It's a good answer. Because you will never, ever know, and we will never, ever know unless you cater yourself to the person, I believe. It's not like a cut and dry thing as men and women all want the same things.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Facts.
That's just stupidity. To assume that, what I've seen or what I've heard from somebody else is going to work in your relationship is crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. So I think we have so many failing relationships now. People are getting their advice on the internet.
Relationships are unique. They're like fingerprints. Completely different people.
I like
that. You know what I'm saying? Like every relationship you've had.
Did you see that somewhere? Was that yours?
What, dropping bars? Dropping gems?
No, that line.
That line.
Did you see it somewhere else or was it yours? I'm just saying.
Oh no, this just come from the heart, mate.
It's even better. Beautiful. Like it.
I'm in love, man. I'm in love. That's what love sounds like.
But carry on, you were on a roll. Did I stop it? Sorry. Did I
killed out the train of thought. Right, it's done.
But yes, sorry. Jamal, as you were saying.
No, that was the end of what I was saying. But more time. So what are you lot thinking? What do you think?
I gave my part ever so slightly in the middle of that. So you know what I think just there. Every single situation and relationship is completely different to the next.
Okay.
Like, even if you've had prior ones, don't ever start to feel like what you've learned from that relationship is actually going to technically help you in the next one. Because to a certain extent it will, because there's obviously base level stuff that people should know. But then this person is not that person.
Yeah.
So don't assume that you figured out how their wants and needs were in that relationship is going to benefit you in the next relationship.
May learn like how to access that person's wants and needs better.
Yeah.
Like, or people's wants and needs.
So you might pick things up quicker.
Yeah.
And like notice things that you don't like quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be like, oh, this person here, like all of his clothes and washed by a Friday on the bed, and you feel that's going to be something important to the next man, and then he's just like, yeah, whatever, and then it hurts you, you know what I mean? Or mm-hmm. something stupid. It's just something I tried to pluck out of the air, but something so simple like that could annoy you in a relationship, and you feel like you're going the extra mile because it was going the extra mile with the last person.
Guy, but this guy, he doesn't care about that, so it's not going the extra mile with him.
So you just don't need to do it, but then you're raging yourself up and you're getting yourself annoyed with something that means nothing to this person, and it even looks worse because it means nothing to this person.
Mm-mm.
I've just seen that a fair few times, like, but just not something so simple, but something maybe more in depth, but it's still not even that deep, even if it's in depth because you picked it up from your prior relationship or other situations you've had in your life, even your parents' ones, grandparents, you've seen how they've reacted to each other and you've like, oh, I want that in my relationship. I hear that so often. Don't do that because you ain't going to get that. That's not your relationship.
And also it's not even times. Your time, it's not even relevant.
Oh, bro, we'll get that
what
part.
Them
we'll
not went there. Through and what them not was going through and dealing with on a day to day and how they built their relationship up and all the rest of it is different and is relative to what they was experiencing. And now we're experiencing a completely different walk of life. So doing that comparison is just is just setting yourself up for failure in your relationship.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. What do you think, Doki, though?
I think some do, some don't, and some just don't care.
Elaborate.
That's it. They've got what they want. They've got the companionship, so they don't give a fuck. You gave it to them for free, so they'll do what they want to do. They don't really care enough to invest and obviously look into what you want and how you feel. So that's how it is. Mm. But then you have to decide what type of woman you have. You got a woman that cares, you'll notice because certain things will happen. If you've got a woman that doesn't care, you know, it's tough, or sometimes they don't know how to care, so you kind of have to teach them and coach them through it. It's a difference. And then you've got some that they know, but they don't give a fuck. I want what I want. If I act a certain way, I have my attitude or do what I want to do, or I can manipulate you with certain things, they'll get it done. That's what they have to do. Easy life.
Facts.
It's bad that I just try not to see it, but it's there definitely, isn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. What do you mean?
I try not to see it because not necessarily I try to see the best in everyone, but I hope that you're going to realise what you're doing. That's what I'm trying to think.
No, they realise. They don't care.
No. Even that factor that even, it's not going to get you anywhere. That you're going to end up miserable.
But they don't.
I know they don't. But
they end up like, it's the men like, who end up miserable.
Like the celebrities like in America, or your celebrities here as well, just got, there's a pool of men that they've all slept with.
Yeah, facts.
They know they've slept with them. They've all got the same baby dad, a bit child's for them, but they don't care.
Yeah.
That is just,
And then like you got the example of like, look at Jada and Will. Like Jada's one of those women who's just like, I know how I need to show up for my man.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't care. Like he has openly told me how I need, like Will has openly told Jada in public multiple times that it's been witnessed on interviews and recordings and all the rest of it. Like, so there's no arguing, there's no disputing it, where he said, you cannot speak to me like that. Blah, 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 blah. She's like, is it? And then you see her doing it again next week on another song.
Like, man like that's even worse because you got so much money. You just walk off and go about your business. Like your children, big age.
Yeah.
You don't need to sit there and take that. That's his choice. Whatever kind of nonsense they've entangled themselves with, as she loves to say.
Yeah.
You got to stay there. You've made your bed, lie in it because you don't need to be there. He doesn't need to be there. You don't need to sit there and take that.
Yeah, I agree. I don't disagree. But I mean, like, there's the example of those women.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I was thinking as Will Smith.
As a man, you're looking at the man's situation. Like, why are you allowing that?
You as yourself, as Will Smith as well, you don't need to be there.
Nah. Unless you do.
But yeah, as I said, unless you've entangled yourself in into crap something that you can't get out.
No, you can't slide.
And
out.
I don't want to know that. Leave that over there.
Yeah, that's it.
Leave him to be in business. Yeah, that's his thing.
Yeah, you made your decision. All right, cool. Yeah, fair enough. Mm. Me personally, the general consensus of women and what I think, do they know what men want? No. Based on the fact that I ask a lot of women, do you know what men want? And they say no. And like, I ask a lot of women this, isn't it? Because this is something I've, over the years, I've been curious about. Like, I've been like, well, like, in my experience, I noticed women didn't know what I wanted. And even when I'm telling them, they get this idea of what I'm saying and then they run with the idea. And then I'm like, no, but that's not what I said. Do you know what's there? Like,
yeah.
I'm telling you, this is what I want and need and this is how I want to need it. And then they're like, oh, okay. And then they come start putting in their own little spin on it and their own little somethings into it. And then they conduct this whole experiment and then come out with this something. They're like, you should love this. This is what you said you wanted. I'm like, no, the fuck I did not.
Keep it simple, you get right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I like baths being run for me on a Sunday. Cool. Sunday, I've got a bath run for me. That's the good bit. That bit, super, super grateful. But it's a bubble bath with XYZ going on and there's now balloons in the room and there's rose petals.
You're lying. And disco lights.
And a disco. This is me giving just a random, like, not an actual example. Like, whoa, and I'm like, I don't need all of this.
Yeah.
You could have just run the bath.
Yeah.
And I would have been happy with that and some salts next to it. Mm-hmm. And I would have jumped in that bath and been like, yo, this is me on a Sunday. Yep. Thank you. Perfect. Ideal.
Take note, ladies.
But extra they add on their extra stuff.
And a little bit of Dettol.
Maybe, no Dettol. See what I'm saying? Adding things. Who said Dettol? Who said Dettol? You see what I'm saying? See, they just start adding things.
Just a little bit of bleach.
Just, no, don't put no bleach in my soul. You're trying to get the musky cells. You see what I'm saying? Live and direct, you get to see it.
And a rubber duck.
You got a rubber now.
And a rubber duck.
Fall in the trap. That's not even a trap. You got. He walked you to the ravine. You saw it. He said, "Raw, that's it." He told me it's there.
No.
Just jump down.
Live on example.
No, but I just want to know. Yeah, do you still want the rubber duck?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And
She jumped down, she turned around, she said, yo,
why are you not coming in?
No, the rubber duck.
I just thought it was cute, man, innit?
And that's what I mean. They add in their own little something.
Because like you just said, that you think it's cute.
I'm sorry.
And it's one of the ones where.
Just want water, yeah? Just
water. And Epsom salts.
That's it.
Water and Dove soap.
What I want is what I asked for. Is what I said.
Yeah.
And you know what it is, yeah? When
but
you
that
start...
is important, though. That is important because that's how you feel or register love, no?
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah. Well, exactly. Exactly. And that's why I say women don't know what men want because they don't listen enough or they listen with the, like, it's like, how do I explain this? I'm not saying this is all women, of course, but it's mad that we have to explain that every single time we're explaining something. Don't you think it's crazy that we've got into a society state of the world where I have to say
not all,
like that's not self-explanatory
because people
will assume that I'm talking about all like that.
No, they want to be
included.
And they want to be disrespected in a way that you know what I mean. Like they want a way for you to be talking about them in a bad way so they can come online and be like
to say something.
Like he's talking about me. I'm like.
No,
clearly not. No. But you want to have something to be reason to come here and say something. So take it that way.
Yeah. And I'll give an example. Like the last woman I was seeing where I was with, she was really good at listening. Like really, really good. I'd tell her what I want, what I need. And she'd often show up with things. So like I'd step through the yard. This is something I didn't ask for actually. And it's something I realized I actually like this. And she would let me be in my masculine and she would really step and stand in her feminine, which is great. And like I'd come in the yard and before I've even stepped through the front door, my shoes are taken, she'll put the shoes away. She'll take my jacket, go put the jacket, hang the jacket up. Do you know what I mean? Just little things like that. I was like, okay, I like that. Da-da-da. Not necessarily something I asked for, but I liked it. One of the things that she used to want to do for me was rub my shoulders. Now, I don't care for my shoulders being rubbed. I don't care for my shoulders being rubbed. And she would say to me, like, she'd offer it on a regular basis. Do you want your shoulders rubbed? I'm like, no. And then one day she's like, how come you never want your shoulders being rubbed? And I was like, because I don't care. She's like, you don't care about your shoulders being rubbed? Like, no, she's like, why do I think you care about that? I was like, oh, no, I never told you that. And I've actually told you live over that I don't care about it. And she's like, yeah, you have actually. So like, hmm. She's like, oh, it's because I find it soothing and like it. So I just assume that you might like find it soothing and like it. So I just assume that you'd want it. So then I'm like, yes, you're projecting.
Mm-hmm. But is she projecting to tell you something as well? To like, she do it to her?
No, I do it to her on a regular basis. I used to do it to her on a regular basis. Okay. Mm-hmm. Near 9 times out of 10, when she sees me, I'd rub her shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I know it's something that she enjoys and likes. And I also knew that she had tension in her shoulders and I knew I could relieve that tension.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, that's no problem. I'm more than happy to do that. In fact, I'd offer and often offer it like, yo, come sit down and me rub your shoulders or watch this on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that'd be cool. Like, no problem. But so it wasn't a thing of like she's asking me to do it to her. It was a thing of she genuinely like would want to show up for me in some sort of way, some sort of shape or form, and was just assuming that because this is something that she likes, it's something that I'm gonna like and it's something that I'm gonna want. No, I want what I ask for.
Mm-hmm.
Give me an hour by myself.
It's basics, isn't it? Keep it simple.
Yeah. Mm. Just listen to the actual individual person. And I think like women haven't been taught really to how to treat a man. I think like the modern day woman in the Western world hasn't been taught how to treat a man.
Mm.
However, men have been taught how to treat and show up for women.
We have to. We don't get anywhere if we don't.
Right. We have that consequence.
That's common sense.
Yeah.
You don't go nowhere unless you know what, you have to kind of know what the woman wants.
You become a basement nigga.
Mm-hmm.
In the games. That's what I call it. If you say, if you don't learn, that's what you're going to be. So... That's why we got
that one. That one got me.
No disrespect to anyone that's in a basement. But that's it.
I was nearly there.
That's it.
I like playing games.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's what
that's cold.
I was too good at playing games, but yeah, they had to get out of that life.
I'm not even against it. Just you have to just go touch grass and go speak to some actual real life.
No, I like outside. I'm fine at the fact that you know how to play games rather than not know how to play games because that would be.
It does annoy me when the people can't actually play games. You know, like why are you so dead at FIFA? Sorry, Ducky.
I don't know how to play FIFA.
I used to break controllers because I get something.
Yeah, I remember I got that recorded. That's in the last few episodes ago, bro. I just had to be decent. I didn't want to get none of that corn at school, bro.
That's right. It's what brought us closer. It was Tekken.
Oh, you did, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You see? Yeah. No, back in my apartment before I moved in,
he was
I had a actually had this sort of tradition in my house. No matter who you were, the first time you step in my house, you're having a game of Tekken. And I meant it. Like everybody.
I'm making that rule for my yard. Yes, from now on, anyone who comes in my yard has to get their ass whooped from Tekken. Yeah. That's what's going to happen.
Whether you play or not, you're having you're a guest in my house. Wherever I say goes, you're in my roof. You're playing Tekken. Here, take this pad. Hey. And if you don't know,
it's unfortunate for them.
If you don't know how to play, I'm literally giving you a tutorial. You get like your practice round, whatever. Do your thing. All right, cool. Then we do the real thing. And there's some people who actually rise up to the challenge and actually get confident. They win a round. I'm like, okay, say no more. Wash them. Like, would you like a cup of tea? Good. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So obviously he came around now doing the same thing. And I thought, oh yeah, shit. We've actually, he's pretty good.
It was exactly the same times and...
Oh, we was playing.
Okay. You got some training into you. You're like, right.
He's prepped.
come to find out, he meets my Ling Xiaoyu. I'm a Ling Xiaoyu player. He meets my Ling Xiaoyu and... There you go, versus Kazuya. So where they're one winning, one losing, you know, there's a back and forth, and it's like, okay, you know what? Yeah, say no more.
That was different. I got them enough recordings enough on my phone, them battles and Tekken, and then Shaq coming in with Kuma and just making jarring, bro.
So then obviously when it came to your birthday.
It was Kuma, bro.
Or the Gyalis.
No, Shaq used to come with Kuma, bro, and used to be hitting man with fishes.
Yes. Sorry, you are right. Yeah, you are right. You
Shaq that jarring cheese character.
I'm pretty sure it was your birthday or the barbecue. Huh. One of them times, but this is the first time I came to the house and I met all you guys and we actually had a proper session of gaming. It was Tekken in the room. That was probably like the first time I've had like...
Oh, what? Darky's house?
No, it was here. I'm pretty sure it was my first like baby barbecue or birthday with you guys.
Jaren's birthday.
Like, must have been in the back room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was Jaren's birthday, isn't it? Yeah, it would have been Jaren. That's the time when we were all playing fighting games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone could get on the pad. we had time. It was just after COVID when everyone come out of isolation. Everyone had time to practice.
Yeah, you know, I lost my apartment and, you know, afterwards I just assimilated afterwards. Like, yeah, this is nice. Yeah, because I'm a cold Tekken fighter now. Watch.
Oh, right. You're here because you can play Tekken. Stop it. You mean more than that.
So this is my Tekken part.
No. She's my punching bag in other fighting games, though. Can't lie.
Yeah, I mean, I do learn a thing or two. I'm not that great at Mortal Kombat. Forget fighters. Even if fighters looks beautiful. Marvel versus Capcom. I've actually managed to get myself around. I've got my local team now. I'm getting there.
From getting washed. But anyway, we're sidetracking and talking about games. It's good that you do that because that's what men sometimes, me as a man, as your other half, it's nice that you can do that. Like,
and also understand it when you want to play games, because like, sometimes women don't understand that their man wants to play games and just call.
Oh,
them,
that's why I had no friends, bro. I had no friends because I'm there stuck on the TV with my pad in my hand, literally just blocking out the world, isn't it? Because that's
comfort.
It's a comfort, yeah. And it's nice when you also talk to other girls who game as well.
Yeah, facts.
You kind of have this.
I find it very rare. Or there's loads that do it that don't really say they do it.
I can't lie. Yeah, mm-hmm. If you go into Overwatch, play Overwatch 2. There's enough gal in that game.
Really,
it's jokes.
I just can't play the game.
You know, yeah. I just had a brainwave real quick here. So does this? I'm thinking girls who sort of occupy themselves with sort of like more quote unquote masculine hobbies. Yeah. Do you think sort of are more in tune with knowing what men may want? Not like, because
I think they do to a certain extent, but they don't on an emotional level. It doesn't make you any different on an emotional level.
I mean, yeah, I can figure that much, but I mean, like, maybe on a small scale, not really.
Habits and having things in common, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, yeah, that's habits and having things in common, definitely. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, then. Same
thing, isn't it? Yeah. You're still a woman.
Because I don't deal with masculine women.
It's not. I have to be a man.
It's a woman who's interested in what would say quote unquote masculine things like gaming.
Like this woman.
Because that's not what I heard.
To me, like, okay, she understands that.
Well, then is that masculine things though? Is playing games a masculine?
No, but I said quote unquote.
Let's put it this way.
Yeah.
Seen
that's from it's bad, seen, yeah, it's like not. A PlayStation. Like, okay, not too many.
I have a few friends like I've grown up with that are women. Proper, they want to dress up and go and do their thing, but they like basketball. They'll keep up with what's going on with their team in basketball. Okay. They know their team things in
that's
football.
That's my masculine hobby.
Or have brothers.
They have brothers. That's usually the case. They got influence through older brothers, and they're so into it that they feel sometimes just to keep the peace in the house, it's better to know a little bit peace in it. And then they've kind of picked it up, and then they liked it. That's how they've got into it, because they've had brothers. I've known that. That's a fact for them. That was a good one. But I don't know how other girls might get into it, but that is definitely one way that I know that they've got into it.
I wouldn't say just games as a whole, but any type of hobby that, you know, that UFC, men usually boxing. Do normally, you know, that a girl's like, you know, I mean, yeah.
And it's usually girls that go gym and really honest gym thing as well, that are actually disciplined with it.
Yeah. What are you saying, that they know what men want?
No, I'm talking about that masculine, they know the hobbies that are kind of...
Oh, right. He's locked in on those kind of...
Yeah, that's what I meant. Those usually the girls that have locked in with the gym and really know the gym thing. They're not just going because they feel they want to keep fit and they're running on a treadmill. You know what I mean? It's the ones that are doing the sets and not necessarily ripped, but they're very toned and they're looking after themselves. They usually do know.
Hip thrusting heavy. You girls that do 120 plus on the hip thrust, I rate you still. Can't lie. That's strength.
Good work.
That's some strength. That's everyone I ever want in my hips. But
what do you want in your hips, man? You want that in your hips?
Huh?
You want to have a super thrust? What are you talking about?
Nah, bro.
Wow, straight through the walls. Oh shit! Come bring it back.
I might have to introduce the rubber duck award. Any one-liners or any great things said on this podcast, you get a rubber duck award.
Right, yeah. Have to run it.
Yeah.
What was you trying to spin it back to?
To know?
You lost check.
I'm lost.
You're trying to spin it back to
what
something.
Have you done?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Done? So we're talking about the hit for us, the 120.
You know, nah, before that.
What are you talking about?
120.
No, but it's like, and obviously it's about women that are interested in masculine things. Obviously, the ones in the gym are a bit more likely.
Yeah.
You're trying to spin it on something. You went to say something.
But but you were the one that sent me off the rails anyway. But I think we've come to a certain kind of agreement that women don't necessarily know, but all it takes is listening, isn't it? So.
Yeah, some active listening. So I'm listening to the actual person. Do you know what? I've just realized, I wonder if saleswomen have better, more healthy relationships.
Saleswomen? Why?
Yeah, because obviously I do sales in it, so.
Customer service?
No, not customer service, sales.
Oh, see.
Specifically sales. And the reason why I say that is because within sales, there's a set of skills that you have to learn to understand your customer. And without understanding your customer and then showing up in the ways that your customer needs, you're never that person or potential customer. That potential customer is never going to actually turn into a customer. So like if you apply those same, like I've noticed within my relationships since I've since I went into sales, like my relationships have definitely become stronger. And I'm not just talking about like romantic relationships, just my relationships in general, because my ability to identify needs and wants has increased because I'm able to ask the right questions that then allow me to then understand the individual on a deeper level, right? So for sales women who actually become very good at what they do at sales, sales is a segment of communication and just an understanding of how to communicate with people, gathering correct information, and then being able to articulate the right information back to that person. So if you're able to do that as a strong saleswoman, and that overlaps into your relationship, technically you should be good at showing up for your partner because you know exactly what they need, and then you know exactly how to show up for that person.
But but what if you only know to do it in a job environment and then not how to change it into an emotional environment?
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Yeah, it might not be the actual.
You're just coming home with a militant transfer thing. That's what. Because you know what just started to go into my head? I'm a boss bitch.
Yeah, that's the
boss bitch. I don't need no man. That's what's just coming into my head. I see it all the time.
Manipulation as well. She's like, well, I know how to communicate this information. So I'll do it this way. So now you're following my.
You're giving them more tools to their arsenal, basically. They're geared to go.
Mm-hmm. No, because as you're talking, I'm actually thinking, like, do you have like any examples of like any prompts that you would use to actually question, like, what you want to know about, like, needs and wants of a person?
It depends on the environment.
What do you want? It's a very basic.
That's
not vague. So let's say we're in this. There's a topic going on. It's like, what do you want me to do in this situation? What would you want me to do in this situation? And then I could be like, I want you to do this. And exactly what I say, that's what you do.
You know how difficult it is with you sometimes. Crazy work. You know, just like, but that's not what I've assumed what you would want me to do. What do you mean? I've just asked for it. That's it. Just do that. Nah, it just doesn't make sense. That's too simple.
That's one thing I like that comes like... up. Even with fees, I'm like, that's just too simple. I'm like, that's what I want. It's simple. Oh,
but I feel like you would want more, want me to do... No! Mm-mm. Forget your feelings for a second.
I'm learning. Let's just do
what I'm asking.
I'm downloading.
I feel like I've broken record that one there. I get you upset with that.
I'm downloading the information.
Forget about the feelings. Right? Yeah. Leave the feelings. One of my favourite people to watch on podcast, Kenyon Martin. Yeah, he says, push your feelings in your goddamn pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But and just leave him there for that little bit, and then after you just put your hand back in there and sort it. You put that back in your chest. Just leave it there for that one bit. Leave it aside. Just listen. That's all it takes.
That song you always sing, feelings.
Everybody has
feelings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they're not needed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Need to put know when like. Actually, majority of the time, they're not needed. Feelings, facts over feelings.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, logic is very helpful.
But then you have to also understand what you are feeling in that moment while navigating through the logic. That's what I've come to realize recently. So it's like, we're very logical-based thinking. So we're like, here's the realist. Here's life. Here's what I'm actually experiencing. But then it's like, what are you feeling towards that experience, though? That is also valid and also necessary to pay attention to. because there's going to then be tells in that. So like, okay, if I'm experiencing this and I'm feeling this, what's causing that feeling through that experience? And then that then helps you to navigate and understand yourself, and then also how you should operate and what situations you should then put yourself in front of and what ones you shouldn't, based on not just what you know to be true, but also what you feel. I mean, but that's only something I've recently been learning and starting to practice. Work in progress here.
Maybe I think I know how to do it, but I did never thought of it to break it down like that. Mm. Sometimes you always bring it to me in a different way, and I'm like, do I do that?
I think I do it.
Like, you do it naturally, like to some degree, but it's like actively, deliberately doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Choosing to do it, like, because we're not going to do it all the
consciously
time.
Consciously do.
Yeah, because we're not going to do that all the time. There's going to be so many scenarios in life where we get presented with, and we're just going to disregard our feelings, because especially as men, we have to just get this done. Like, our feelings aren't validated. People don't care how we feel about these things. It's like, you got to get this done. You're a man. You have these responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Get it done. No one cares about how you feel, but then we have to care about how we feel. Like, and that's where we have to kind of consciously make the choice of like, okay, cool. So this is what I am dealing with as a man, and this is what I'm experiencing. How do you feel about that, and what's causing you to feel like that? Because you could be feeling a type of way about those things. Like, you could be feeling like bad that you have to, let's just say, I'm just going to use an example, pay rent. You may feel a type of way about having to pay rent, but what's causing you to feel a type of way about having to pay rent?
It doesn't really matter,
because now if you're feeling a type of way about paying rent, it doesn't matter in a sense of you still have to pay rent.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. Yeah. But what's causing you to actually feel a type of way? Where is something's going wrong there? For you to feel a type of way.
All right, because you're wanting more. You don't want to be in a situation
all right. To pay rent. Okay, yeah, perfect. So all right. So then therefore, if that's the coming into your head, it's like, okay, I'm feeling a type of way about this because, oh, I want more for myself, and yeah, I want to be paying a mortgage, or I want to have properties, or I want to be in a position where everything's paid off and I ain't got, okay, cool. So then what do I do with that energy, and how do I direct it?
Mm.
But then it's like, if you aren't even aware of that energy, and how you can't direct it. So you can't actually put use to the emotions and feelings that we are experiencing. And although it doesn't matter to the outside world, it matters to us, because that's actually helping us navigate through the world.
Yeah.
That's good. Looking at emotions logically. I like it.
Yes.
You know what? crazy is that as you're talking, once again, it's like something's popping up in my head that I actually recently, internet brought this one to me. Yeah.
Go on.
Ask a woman what she thinks. She will tell you how she feels.
Mm-hmm.
Ask
mm-hmm.
a man how he feels, and he will tell you what he thinks.
Typically, mm-hmm. yeah.
So I realize now that did explain to me personally part of what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've said to myself, okay, if it's that simple, then I hear it. But on the flip side, it's also just as good to honor what is that's human. So for myself, I run on feelings, but it's worth actually using logic to basically either make sure that I'm doing, if my feelings are correct.
Mm-hmm.
This goes back to sort of applying wisdom to life, really. Yeah, again, yeah. Not everyone's perfect in that sense, but I think if women paid more attention to that, would have more clarity,
mm-hmm.
especially when relating to men, because, you know, again, men, you do run on logic. That's your natural basis form, but also it's important to also access how you feel, because women are attuned to how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
So if we do know how you feel, it's important, because then we know how to proceed as well. Then if I have to think about it, then I can think about how my actions would make you feel in the process. You know?
Yeah.
It's going to revert back to that. I'm going to naturally go back to thinking how you feel. You know, same way you talk about how a woman would think. Or, you know, what does she think?
Yeah. And I think we see that example as well with Darky. Like, at the beginning of the podcast, you asked him, how are you doing? And he's, yeah, I'm doing well. And it's that very, like, because you just spoke, how are you doing? It's like, oh, yeah, I'm doing good. I'm answered the question. Logical based thinking. Whereas if he's like, oh, Darky, how's your week been?
Well, I usually ask that.
Or whatever. Yeah. But you get more of an answer from him normally.
Yeah, I know. What it was.
But do you see what I'm saying? Like, but I'm just going off of what you're saying. Mm-hmm. You can just see how that's true just in that example, just there alone.
So let me try something. Mm-hmm. How do you feel?
about.
This is where I see now the discrepancies between women and men sometimes having conversations. Now this is getting interesting. Now this is just an experiment.
What are we talking about?
That's true. That's
how
that's,
do I feel about there's so many things. How do I feel so about me sitting here
right now
and just talking about
okay, let, so if I it's as now
you don't have the same emotions to run and hormone so that means, imbalance that you lot have running around in that brain
so
of
that me. Means I will have to now doctor my question in order to make sure that we're satisfied on both ends, so then I'll have to change that to so how do you feel after a day of work or how do you feel after just getting that off your chest, like how do you feel right now getting that off your thoughts out? How are you feeling now?
Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot to
getting the answer now. Starting to get bold.
You see what I'm saying, though?
All right, woman, take note.
It's like,
it's bad. You like, darkies is just
I'm,
a locked
I'm
door.
I'm a guinea pig.
I'm a cop, man, isn't it? I used you an example, and that was it. Yeah.
How are you feeling? You've just been able to knock on the door, and he just answers from the other side. He's like,
Where you want to know?
So technically, I've just accessed and your logical mind.
And
then
you've kind of got the key,
mind,
or
yeah.
he's knocked the door open. You like talking from the doorstep right now.
Oh, that's just like slid the thing open.
Yeah, you're barely there. Yeah.
What's the password?
You know when the chains on the door, and it's like it's just the door's a little latch. Creaked open, but the chain's still there, so you can't get in. It's like okay, let's speed through this. Then
that's where he's at right now. So you've kind of got. Nearly there, come on, you keep cutting.
You're breaking it, let's go.
You want to carry on, or do you want to wait to make, or is this for Fiona to do? This is not my job.
Yeah, I mean,
Fiona was playing their game, looked up, was out. Fiona, to do?
What are you talking about?
Fiona's behind the camera, by the way.
In some ways, I'm not exactly a teacher, but if some people see this episode and actually see this as an example to try and actually use it, then feel free to, because you can see that it works.
Yeah, man.
So then that means you men, you guys, will have to find the equivalent, the opposite, to try and like get through. Because there are times when, okay, I know that I feel upset in situations when I don't feel like I'm heard.
I think that's everybody.
But that's everybody, right? But then I think in terms of if I'm talking about how I feel, then it's normally... Say if it's shut down with some type of well, this happened. I'm trying to explain it. It's a common thing that I've noticed as well. Usually when I see like relationship talks and stuff like that, women will say, okay, I feel like this, but my man has basically shut me down and spoke about something else or something that hasn't got anything to do with it, and then it's just gone left. Right. So I'm just thinking if I can try and sort of find, okay, how do we get into the logic side of think, going on to what you think, which goes into how you feel, then how can I actually have that conversation with you now to say, okay, how do you think about how I feel? It's quite like a new concept to me, because this is probably like the first time I've actually been able to actually have a good communication, like properly working.
Men sitting down in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, as in like in terms of being in a relationship, this is probably like I've delved more into communication, because I've seen how important it really is to understand how to communicate with the opposite gender. Honestly, it's not rocket science. We've made it that way because, you know, sometimes I can see that with women. I'm not speaking for all women, but sometimes women stand firm in what they believe, that they're not willing to budge their beliefs for next
of what
person,
they've been brought up,
but they still crave love and intimacy, and it's difficult because you're still hitting a brick wall, because you're still using the same type of methods or the same type of communication that you've
on rinse and repeat on all different men, and then you get the one, what is it,
but men are trash.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
We all are.
Yep.
We all are, and I mean like human beings, like.
But I know I didn't really get my question across too well, but did anyone?
I kind of understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, is it you? I do it with you, innit? So, because it's easier for me to understand. So, when I'm missing the point, basically, because I'm going too logical, I'm missing the point of your feelings when it actually is important to take an equation of feelings this time.
Yeah, there is something about what's going on that is actually hurting me, and I'm trying to sort the issue to you, but instead you're sorting out.
Yeah,
the logical side of that issue, So like, I don't get why you're feeling this way.
Mm.
And then when sometimes you hear, I don't get why you're feeling this way, it's like, oh my, you know? So and sometimes you don't have the words.
So in that moment, are you wanting to be heard or are you wanting a fix to your problem?
It's the first.
It's usually both. I want to be able to sort this out.
Can't do both.
But you can't do both.
You can't do both. You've got to choose one or another.
And that's, this is where the learning curve comes in now. It's good to have these conversations because then now I'm now sitting in this, sitting down on the table, laying my cards on the table thinking, do you know what? There are definitely flaws in my communication that I can actually learn to work on if I listen to.
I think not with everybody, just some more than others. It's just like depending on where you're at in your journey of like, learning how to communicate with people. Like some people are further ahead than others just because they've done the work or learned the necessary things.
Mm-hmm.
But based on what you said there, like if you know in that moment in time you just need to be heard, state that. Because mm-hmm. that's something I've noticed that women often don't do. Like they'll just start unloading onto us men as their partners, which is fine. We're like, yeah, come bring us your problems. We're more than happy to bear that with you. But it's like, I need to know how you need me to show up though, if you're going to bring that.
Mm.
And we're not always going to have an opportunity to ask, how do you want me to show up right now in this moment? And it's not always our job to ask. Sometimes it's for you to express that as well.
Mm.
Right now, I just need to get this out of my system and tell you X, Y, Z and just get this out of my system for a second. Or I'm feeling like this. Can you just listen for a bit? And then da da da. And then now that you're at a point where you're actually calm enough and your emotions are calmed enough where you can actually hear the practical side of things. Okay, cool. Can you help me with this problem now? Okay, cool. Now I can help you with this problem. Cool. So mm-hmm. here's all the logical things that I'm seeing and I can show up and help you with. Here's how I can actually help you get past the problem. This is what I'm seeing. From what I'm seeing, I can see why you're vexed and upset and all the rest of it. But like, forget all of that. Let's deal with like, this is what you can do from the situation. Do you see how you've got yourself in a situation? Well, now let's get you out of the situation. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, because now it actually gives us room to actually show up in the ways that we would like to show up for you. But mm-hmm. our default is problem, solution, let's fix.
Yeah.
Like, because that's time. What we have to do for ourselves. And that's what we have to do for each other.
Right.
It's
on a day-to-day as well.
On a day-to-day. So
How you switch that, meant to switch that off?
It's
crazy.
Just,
like, you're asking us to try and do an impossible sometimes.
That's not, that's
like,
yeah.
Switch that off is like, what? Why?
Yeah,
why am I switching it off? Because that ain't going to help me.
Yeah,
at all.
It's mad because next thing you know, like, I'm bawling and then 20 minutes later, you just come to find out, I just wanted to sleep. Like,
sleep, or you wanted a hug.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's so simple and I forget that as well. So that's my bad too. So.
Yeah, it's all right.
But anyway, we're coming. Let me put a nip in that one for now. We'll come back to one at a later stage because we want to have other people on the podcast who actually have their opinion as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, Fee will join us one day.
Yeah.
Don't look
she's
over
looked
there.
Around. She looked around.
Hey, that's but true. I wanted to swing something by you just quickly because I watched it today with Ella.
Go on.
Channel 14 called, what was it called again? Go Back Where You Come From.
Well, you know, funny enough, I didn't even get to clock the title. I just saw Channel 4.
The title's rough. It must be on after like 10 o'clock because they got all kind of bad language.
Yeah. Watershed.
Like, you go back where you come from.
Yeah. But literally, it's just six people from real normal living England. Normal living. What? Some of them believe like the program is basically about showing how illegal immigrants want to come to Britain and they're. And it's showing how normal average people think in Britain about it. How like you're coming over here, you're mostly paedophiles, rapists, and do-da-da-da-da. And like that's not necessarily the case for everybody. So could be anybody on the street doing that. And then there's other people who kind of see eye to eye and understand what the war-torn living out in these places is like and why people want to come over here. So they've actually sent them to Syria and they sent them to Somalia and they have to do the journey of an illegal immigrant of getting back to the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cold, so you actually see them do it. But what's the crazy thing about it is that you see how naive and arrogant the average person really thinks. Like why do they want to come to Britain? They have no right to come to Britain. They should want to fix up their own country. They need to talk to their government. They need to look at the places like their place looks like a slum. They need to work together to clean it up and da 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 da. Not knowing that a bomb could go off at any second in these places. You may want to redo that building over there, that make a school, make an office over there, but at any moment someone could just come and blow this place up, or there's going to be a gunfight outside the place and all these things shot up now, and you haven't even made any kind of money from your business to even try to fix this after someone's just blown something up.
Mm-hmm.
And just that's just that side of it. And then there's another side of it where they're not even realizing that people don't know what's going on in Britain. They just heard that Britain's a nice place, yeah? Mm. And you've technically, living in Britain has won the lottery of being born in Britain. Mm. That's the only reason why you're there. It's not like you did anything really. Your family didn't really do too much to be in Britain. You just happened to be born generation after generation. You kept being born in Britain. So you won the lottery of being born in a nice place that doesn't have to deal with that kind of stuff. And people really forget that. Mm. And I wanted to just...
I don't think they forget that. I think they're in...
they don't even know it.
They're sometimes completely just ignorant to it because they don't leave the country. They don't travel. They don't... the only time they know of what's going on in other countries is when they see the news. And then they just see the worst parts of what's going on in these other countries. And it just makes them even more reason for them not to leave the country. Or maybe go to a little, you know, from the UK, go to Tenerife and go to a little Spain. Maybe go across the water, go across the pond and go across to France, like very furthest. But like, they don't really go anywhere.
Because if you heard the man, there's a big guy on there who owns a hauling company.
Mm.
My man's like, oh, this place not like Benidorm, is it? It's not like Benidorm. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, wow, are you that simple?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that? That's as far as your brain wants to go. You just...
For context, they've headed out to a strip along Stripper Beach, a moderately safe area, you know.
Moderately, because the place that they were sitting had bullet holes in the wall behind them.
But they were just imagining having a pint in front of them, just looking at the water, because it's quite, the sea is clear and beautiful. Oh,
golden beaches.
Golden beach, beautiful. The whole
of the coastline of Somalia, golden beautiful beaches.
Yeah.
But then they're imagining a pint in front of him, so I think that's probably why they brought Benidorm into the equation.
Yeah, but he was just like, oh, I can imagine being here, just sitting out here with a pint, looking out. I feel like I'm in Benidorm. I'm like, you that lost?
Mm-hmm.
I said, bro, you literally just come from an area about literally half an hour ago where you had to be run out of there because they could have thought that people were taking too many pictures of you, that they were going to come kidnap the women and all these kind of things. Literally just half an hour ago. And then this is what's back in your brain now. Like, you're so wired into this Western world that you, even half an hour ago, your actual eyes seeing is not even important enough to kind of change your mindset of what these people are going through.
Mm-hmm.
It's just back to what I have in my head, and these people are all illegal. They can't come over here. I understand that everybody can't come over here, but you have to understand the reasons of why they want to come over here. You can't just, everything is, no, they're this, they're that, they're going to just tear this country apart. We're going to be having, it's all down to because they feel like it's going to be an Islamic country at the end of the day, isn't it? That's what they're usually scared of. They feel like they're going to come over here and they're going to change the religion and
all the rest of it.
I'm not even trying to get into that because it's just nonsense to me. But
you got any takes?
You got any takes, man?
So, yeah, I feel like most of the people have been very sheltered from certain things to a degree. So for them to even think about that in general, as they do. Initially, the British Empire has gone and destabilized most of the world. So, but they're not even aware of that. They've just been brought up.
Yeah, Britain
is great. People are coming over. These lot are bad. That's all they've ever seen.
Yeah.
So their opinion of Britain is fantastic. It's phenomenal. And there's these people coming over here now all of a sudden when they should be fixing up their own country, which you initially destabilized. But you don't know about that because your government keeps you kind of following. You get your beer, you get your entertainment. You don't know anything. That's all you are. That's all you see. So that's kind of how it is. Yeah, that's what it is. And then there's people that come over and help, and you just start mingling with them first, and then something will happen. Now they're bad, so you can't mingle with those people. Oh, we hate blacks, we hate the Indians, we hate everyone that's coming over. And now we've got other different people coming over. Oh, we hate them too.
Yeah.
They're terrorists, this, that, the other. So there's always been a divide, I feel like. So the common people have kind of been brainwashed and divided from everyone else. And that's why they have these opinions, you know?
Mm.
So it's kind of like that. So, and then, yeah, now they've actually gone over themselves and, as you said, something happened half an hour ago, and next thing, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's great. And I was like, Benidorm, do you know what I'm saying? So, like, the dichotomy, it's not actually,
it's but so been far programmed like that. Yeah. It's so far in there, in program. Just
from young, everything they've seen on television, everything they've read, that's your whole life, your way of being. So now you actually can't see how other people
how it's a privilege to be here.
Yeah.
It's a crazy privilege.
Yeah. That's it, 100%.
And I think for them, this is why I say ignorance is bliss until it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's a clear example of like ignorance is bliss until it's not, because one day it's going to slap them in the face.
Like, because England isn't going to be this great, amazing place that it is always. And we're already seeing the falling of England. Like, with the cost of living going up as much as it is, house costs and everything and all the rest of it. Like,
people, millionaires are leaving, like, yeah, no man's business.
People are going to stop owning. Like, the economy over here is finished.
Everything's privatized by our foreign enemies.
Before, the British pound coin was backed by gold. We've lost that. That's gone.
But that's the same in America, too.
Yeah. Theirs was backed by oil, though, wasn't it?
No, and gold.
And gold.
But they've lost. Gold's worth is... It will come back.
Gold's worth isn't the issue.
I think they
don't own the gold mines.
They've sold it off.
No, they've been kicked out. Their contracts are done, and the African people are like, "Get the fuck out of here!" Yeah, African people are saying, "These are
China.
Our minerals. This is our soil. This is, and it's going to your economy." No, we're keeping it for ourselves.
It would have never made sense.
Yeah, and it never did.
France have had so many men in handcuffs over in Africa.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. So we're seeing, the gold's no longer being backed. The UK's no longer, the British Bank is no longer being backed by gold. We're going to see the destabilization of it over in the UK. And those people are going to really start seeing, this is why everyone was leaving. This is why. It wasn't a place to be around, and it's not even going to get as bad as it is in those areas where we're seeing the shootings and the bombs going off as much as it is. Like, and that's obviously why these people are looking to leave and step over here. And how can, like, what I find almost comical is that these people over here in the UK know that Great Britain became Great Britain by going across the world and being like colonizing the world pretty much.
Mm.
Like, everybody knows that. It's like you guys owned. However much, whatever percentage, is like 70% of the world of what we know of today.
Hmm.
And told everybody how great Britain is. So why would people not want to come see how great Britain is?
You even named it.
Is really bad.
You named it what it is. Great Britain. Mm-hmm.
Do you get it? And then and told the people of the world that the streets are paved with gold. And this, that, and the other. So
that's actually a thing, you know. People actually believe
that even to this day.
Well, I got solution. It's same nonsense.
I met somebody not too long ago who came to the country and he was like, "Jamal, I genuinely thought I was going to see the pavement paved with gold." And I was like, "What?" I was like, "Really?" And I was like, "It's 2025." I was thinking, "What? There's no way you believe that." And he was like, "No, I genuinely thought that." And I'm like, "Okay." So, like, of course, if that's the general consensus and branding that you've built up for the world, and you've got, they're being exposed to severe poverty and deprivation of natural resources, or just normal lifestyle stuff that you should be able to have access to.
Oh, that's a dream to them.
Of course they're coming over here. Mm-hmm. Where do you think they're going to go?
Yeah, it's a dream.
to the place that also might be like this.
And they have no idea how small Britain is either.
No, they have no clue.
They've got no education. No. So what do you feel like? You know that Britain's too small. We can't take them in. They have no idea, bro.
No comprehension of that at all.
Britain's the same size as America's probably. But what one thing before we finish, I wanted to say is that you see how they look at them, they're coming over here and they kind of mess up the place and they're going to ruin our place. We're only one, how many generations ago until you got into this country?
My grandparents.
There you go. That's two generations. So your parents, then grandparents, two. Same with you?
Same.
She's only one generation away and I'm the same as two generations away. So technically you were only looking at us the same way 60 years ago, 70 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So... I just wanted to end it on that. People don't, they looking at us, we're intertwined right now. We're in the
room. Yeah, we're in the mix.
We're in
the
mix. We're cool right now. We're kind of cool because they look at us on the street and like, you're not a rapist. You're not a paedophile because you didn't come over on a boat. We did come over on a boat.
Yeah.
But not just me. I didn't come over on the boat. Two generations ago came over on that boat. So are you going to look at them the same way those people coming over at that boat? That's all I wanted to say.
They did, didn't it?
They did, but are you doing that now? Technically, you should be, but you're not brazen, you're not bold with it because you know it's not necessarily something you want to go and hoot and holler about. But on Channel 4, you want to hoot and holler about a man coming over on a boat from a war-torn country because you feel like it's in the norm and you can get away with it, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, they slightly are kind of doing it with us as well. Like,
they kicked out
that Windrush era.
Windrush. But people weren't coming out and saying, they're all paedophiles. That's why they were in this country. I'm like, bro, I'm saying I'm going to get in trouble. I might have to block that out.
Yeah, beep.
PDF files.
PDF, okay.
That's crazy. Yeah. That we have to... Why? That's also something that don't
make... That's the stupidness of this.
We cannot say certain things. So they're censoring us to say certain things. But that's what they are. And that word is in the dictionary for a reason.
Yeah.
And that individual
Mark Zuckerberg's going to sort that soon, though, I think. He's got, over the next year, of so now Trump's in power, those certain things will
Zuckerberg.
Be...
Musk?
No.
Zuckerberg
is Facebook and
Instagram.
He's the one that's in control of the AIs for that side, and then there's Google who's in control of the YouTube and their side, isn't it?
Right.
So I'm saying Zuckerberg, because he said that. I'm not sure about YouTube, but he's going to kind of relax a lot of the what do they call it, restrictions, there we go, on his platforms and stuff like that.
For the sensory of the words.
Yeah,
it needs to be done, because what's this nonsense? Why can't I say certain words? That's not,
I don't know about
YouTube,
but I don't know about YouTube. Words.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You can't say like, yeah, just it's what's all, part it, of the language. Because
right, we'll find out next week on the next episode of Bill Ops. Thank you for tuning in.
Oh, yeah.